Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
Hello. Today I want to talk for a few minutes about why we celebrate Christmas. Yes, we all love the lights, the music, the presents, the good food, the tidings of comfort and joy. But have you ever stopped to think about why we have this holiday in the first place? I want to take a little Christmas journey with you briefly to help to understand the heart behind the holiday. Let's start at the beginning. Most of us know the familiar words from John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son." Christmas is all about celebrating the birth of this son, Jesus. It goes back over 2,000 years to a little town called Bethlehem. Tons of Christmas shows have been made that show us Mary and Joseph traveling to Bethlehem to find that they have no room for them at the inn. And it's true, Luke 2 tells us that Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son. Can you imagine how tired they must have been after traveling 70 miles only to end up in a stable of all places? But oh, what that stable held, the very first Christmas gift. This exhausted couple became the first to greet the baby Jesus. What did those first moments look like? Maybe a little like this. There were probably some curious barnyard animals peeking in to see this baby laying in the feeding trough, wrapped snugly to keep him warm. This was no ordinary child. The long-promised Savior had finally arrived. No palace, nothing fancy, just a helpless infant born to bring salvation to the world. The angels shared the glorious news to nearby shepherds. They said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you the good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Right away, the shepherds left their sheep to meet this miracle child. And that, my friends, is why we celebrate Christmas. It's not ultimately about gifts, decorations, and holiday cheer. And all those things are wonderful. Those are just fun, creative ways that we choose to celebrate the baby born 2,000 years ago because we believe he is the Son of God. Now, the story doesn't end there. The precious baby grew into a man who impacted history more than any other before or since him, even though he only lived for 33 short years. Why else do we celebrate his birth? Well, Galatians 4:4 tells it beautifully. "But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law." Christmas represents the fulfillment of God's timing to change the world forever through his son Jesus. And Jesus did change the world. Through his teachings, it spread like wildfire, even long after he had died and was risen again. People's lives then and now have been radically changed by Jesus' message of faith, hope, and love. His message fulfilled those words from the prophet Isaiah written over 700 years before Jesus was born. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." The birth of Jesus brought the kingdom of God to earth and gave us access to peace and relationship with God. No wonder the angels burst out singing, announcing his arrival. And no wonder we celebrate it still today. Now, I know some of our holiday traditions have evolved over centuries, blending various cultural winter celebrations with Bible meaning. But at the heart, Christmas reminds us of that day in history when God himself took on flesh and entered our world to show us how to live and to make a way back to him. This baby in a manger was Emmanuel, which means God is with us. He left heaven to be born as one of us and experience this messy, painful world firsthand. All because of his incredible love for us. My friends, at Christmas, we celebrate love in human form, born humbly yet gloriously that holy night. We celebrate the light shining through the darkness, and we celebrate the greatest gift ever given, Jesus Christ our Lord. Merry Christmas from all of us at Zion United Church of Christ. May your heart be filled with joy and wonder this Christmas season. If you don't have a place to celebrate Christmas Eve, please come and join us for our candlelight service. It'll be a joy to have you here. God bless and Merry Christmas.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.